COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, week five in the ACC is on the horizon. We have a lot of great top 25 battles to break down, but let's jump into the conference odds entering week number five. Miami is the front runner at plus 105, followed by Georgia Tech and Florida State. Can any other team, maybe Louisville or SMU, close the gap this weekend?
Well, Louisville obviously has a chance against Pittsburgh that they can close the gap and continue to win. I think at this point, it's you got to continue to win. We don't have a good enough body of work yet. Louisville hasn't played a Power Four team yet, and so we just need more work to see how good they're going to be down the road when they start playing conference teams. But I've got Louisville right there in that top three, after the top four in the ACC. But we just have to see more down the road to see if they're going to have a chance against ACC caliber teams.
When you look at Miami plus 105 to win the conference, Carson Beck and the Hurricanes stepped up with last week's performance. They grind out a very gutty blue collar win over arch rival Florida. What can Mario Cristobal do to maintain the focus, number one? And we've seen Miami in recent years drop games down the stretch. You have to maintain that consistency from the start of the year to the end. What does Miami have to do to keep that momentum rolling?
Well, you're just going to do a great job of staying focused, playing one game at a time. All these old words that we all know that we've got to do, one game at a time, stay focused, be fundamentally sound. You're going to have days where you're not up in your peak of your performance, so make sure you're fundamentally sound. You can block, you can tackle, you can do all the things you have to do to win a ball game when you're not playing with great emotion. And don't think ahead. Don't get too far down the road. And I think Miami's hungry. I see this as being a much better team than last year, and the focus is on team. I mean, you had a much more talent. You had a super talented quarterback last year, but you didn't see the defense pulling it out or the running game pulling it out or just going up and winning a close game as a football team with a long drive at the end of a game. It was always quarterback throws a bomb here, quarterback scrambles and flips it over there. And so I think you've got a team that seems to be – everybody seems to be locked in at Miami. They've still got a few games that they've got to pull off down the road. Now, even in a week from now when they play FSU, that'll be one of those that they've got to go. But I think I still see Miami right now separating. Until somebody shows me different, they're the most complete football team in the ACC, probably top five in the country.
And it starts in the interior. Offensive line has played very well. They average well over 4 yards per carry, over 100 yards rushing, 150 over in that win over Florida. Mark Fletcher stepped up with another dominating performance, but it's the defense as well, Coach. Last year, you could just say they were a sieve and Swiss cheese against better opposition, and they stepped up, especially against Florida. They held the Gators to 0 of 13 on third down conversions. Very difficult to run against. And I think when you look at this team as a whole, much better prepared in the trenches this year than they were in years past.
And I think that's about a statement of the times a little bit. When you have weaknesses or you're not playing at a level that you want to play, you can jump in the portal. You can throw some NIL money and you can solidify your team at key positions, and I think that's what Miami did a great job. They were concerned about the back end of their secondary as well, of their defense as well, but I think their defense has come together very, very well. New coordinator, they've got a style of play I think that's much better. You take last week when really the game was still tight ball game going into the fourth quarter, 13-10. Florida had a 4th-and-3 that could have put them in a position to win. Defense holds them, and then the offense drives it 75 yards down the field for a touchdown to ice the game, then tack on another one. But that's an example of the defense stepping up and doing the job that they would need to do, because last year they would have let them score, and then Cam Ward would have had to come back and score a touchdown, two-point conversion, maybe two touchdowns.
Yeah, the emergence of the defensive end Reuben Bain as well has really helped that defense. He's been a shot in the arm this year. He's potentially a dark horse to win the Heisman Trophy. He's been opportunistic to help that defense force turnovers this year. And I think when you look at the Heisman market as a whole, Carson Beck was the front runner, gave a little back to Fernando Mendoza from Indiana. But as long as Carson Beck performs, the team wins. I think he has a legitimate shot to win a Heisman Trophy.
Oh, definitely, because again, if you play the position quarterback, if you play on a team that can get you to the national championship, and remember, that one won't come till after the Heisman, but if you're in the hunt at the very end, you've got a chance to be in the running. Now, if you can throw on top of that great stats or extraordinary stats, that ices it, but you don't have to have extraordinary stats as a quarterback if you can go out there and take your team successfully to the conference championship or to the college football playoffs. And I think that Carson Beck has a chance to ride that football team in his pursuit of the Heisman Trophy.
Now, last year, two teams made it to the college football playoff, SMU and Clemson. Both of those teams lost in the first round, Clemson to Texas, SMU to Penn State. When we look at the top three teams this year, Miami, Georgia Tech, Florida State, do you feel like the conference could potentially get all three of those teams in the college football playoff, or are we stretching it just one or two?
Well, you got a chance. I felt beginning of the season that two is kind of your breakoff point in the ACC. It's just not a strong enough conference top to bottom. There's too many teams there struggling to have a winning season. Whereas you've got guys, when I see the SEC, I'm seeing a top five team or a top 10 team, and they're like a five-point favorite over a team that's not ranked. I think you see it within their conference. You see a much stronger conference. So I think in the ACC, you don't see quite as many teams that have that kind of strength of schedule. But I'll guarantee it, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Miami, right now, those three are three that have a lot of interest by a lot of people about making the college football playoffs. They played that kind of football. The only thing that could happen is that one would eliminate the other by knocking them off and maybe knocking them out. But right now, possibly three teams from the ACC, if it's one of those three teams, probably.
Well, when you look at Georgia Tech, they played spoiler to Miami last year. They upset Cam Ward in Miami at the end of the regular season in Atlanta. Haynes King stepped up. And that's where I guess Clemson finds itself, right? They have two conference losses right now. They have to get a win under their belt just to right the ship and gain some momentum. But for Dabo Swinney, they face off against Florida State at the end of the year. As long as they gain a little bit of momentum and it starts in their next ball game, can Clemson play spoiler or, more importantly, get back into the mix?
I don't know. I don't see that with this football team. I think right now they're at an extraordinary position where Dabo needs to save that team, save that program, and not let it go, because it can go either way. At this point, there's been so much evaluation, criticism, all those things, and it takes a strong head coach. And I think right now he can get that thing turned back around. I don't think they can get back in the playoff hunt right now. I don't know if they've got every game that they've got a chance to win every game. But I guarantee it, they can get better, get back in the hunt, at least get back to a very good season and a winning season, get to a bowl, and then kind of evaluate what they've got to do after the season to make sure it's not just talk, that you're in the portal, that you've got NIL money out there, and you're getting the best players in America.
Absolutely. I think for Clemson right now, maintain back-to-back wins, see if you could get a mini winning streak together, and then later in the year look to potentially make a move if Miami or Florida State or even Georgia Tech, let's say, fall behind. That'll be the question, whether Dabo Swinney and his quarterback, Cade Klubnik, could step up and get some quality wins down the stretch. When Coach and I return, We'll start breaking down week five in the ACC. There's some great battles. We'll take a look at Pitt and Louisville coming up next right here on the Bowden Blitz. Joe Lisi and Terry Bowden breaking down week five within the ACC. Keep it where it is.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week five in the ACC. We'll turn our attention to the battle in Pittsburgh. Louisville and Pitt. Louisville goes on the road this coming Saturday, Coach. There are 4.5-point road favorite total right now. Checks in at 57.5 across multiple books. They haven't played since 2023, but Pitt does lead the all-time series 11-10 over the Cardinals. This is the Cardinals' first true road test of the year. Pitt coming out of a bye week after the loss to West Virginia. How do you see it playing out?
Boy, you know, this is an example of not having enough body of work. Louisville's played no Power Four teams. You really don't know what you got. Pitt's played one. They lost to West Virginia after leading in the fourth and losing in overtime. 14 penalties. The leadership just was not there. You just don't know where these teams are. As far as how strong and how good they are, I just have this feeling that Louisville is the better team and they'll go get their mark and get themselves going. Now, the word out is they may lose Watson and Isaac Brown. The two running top backs may not play. That may change my thinking, but if they can get one of those two in the game, I think it'll help them because I know Brom likes to have a strong running attack and a strong running back with Miller Moss at quarterback. But I like Louisville, but from what I've watched, and I've watched against the people, I just don't think I've seen enough against the poor opening three games that we have.
And when you look at just Louisville as a whole, they struggled against JMU. They were a 14.5-point favorite. They won, but they didn't cover that matchup. Miller Moss going on the road. This is his first true test playing in the conference. Pitt, we know at times, has been able to step up. But when you lose a game, a rivalry game, especially the backyard brawl to West Virginia, where you had a double-digit fourth-quarter lead and you relinquished that, that's a difficult pill to swallow, especially when you didn't play the following week. They are coming out of a bye week. How important is that for Pitt and their head coach, Pat Narduzzi, to potentially step up and get that extra week of preparation?
Well, they need that because they had 14 penalties. And if you just listen to their coach, it came from leaders. It came from veterans. They had mistakes out of people that are supposed to be leading that team. And you need to have a close the door, come to Jesus meeting. With these guys, say, fellas, we need you to lead. The other guys are going to follow, and you're out there causing penalties. You're making mistakes when we have a chance to walk away. That's not just a game. That's the backyard brawl against West Virginia. They all know how important that is. And so the off week is a good week to get attention. And this early in the season, you don't necessarily have to rest your guys. You can get after a little bit because you're still not worn out as you would be halfway through the season.
Absolutely. I think when I look at this Pitt team, the one thing that stands out for me, still playing solid third down defense, holding opposing offenses to only 26% of their third down opportunities. We've seen inconsistency with Louisville at times offensively and defensively. They are undefeated, but I'll still take the home team with the points. Total-wise, I think I lean to the under, Coach. If Pitt's going to win this game, I think it is trending under that total. If Louisville does win, I think we fly through the 57.5.
Yeah, the only thing I see, another thing about Pitt, you know, they lose to West Virginia. And here's West Virginia gets beat by Ohio before that and gets blown out by Kansas after that. And you kind of wonder really how good West Virginia is as well to have knocked them off in that game. So, again, I think there's a little bit of unknown about both these football teams as far as how good they really are at this point in the season. I like Louisville going there, and I like them with the points.
Yeah, we'll see how that game plays out. Early kick in Pittsburgh on Saturday afternoon. We'll turn our attention to Syracuse, New York. Syracuse, the darlings of the conference last week as a 16.5-point road underdog, knock off Dabo Swinney and Clemson 34-21, though it was a bittersweet loss. As we know, Steve Angeli, their starting quarterback, tears an Achilles. They have to go with the backup in this matchup. You're looking about Duke. They stepped up with a quality home win over undefeated NC State. We see this total right now, 60.5, coach. Duke is the favorite because Q's going with the backup, laying 5.5 points. I don't know if Duke should be laying 5.5. I still think Syracuse should be live in this matchup.
I like Syracuse. I like them because it's about their quarterback system. I mean, their quarterback, McCord, leading passer in the nation last year. Brand new quarterback, and after, what, three games, he's leading the nation again. And then Ricky Collins' backup goes in late and drives them down to the winning touchdown against Clemson. It's about what their system is. They've got a quarterback, and I know the head coach, Fran, he was a defensive back. He was a defensive coach at Georgia and in the past, but he's hired a coordinator, Jeff Nixon, who has been a lot of background in the NFL, originally goes back to being a coordinator at Baylor. I think they've got a great deal, a way of working with quarterbacks, because you don't have those kind of numbers from different quarterbacks without somebody knowing what they're doing. So I just think they may just reload with Ricky Collins and do it with a third tail quarterback and playing in the Loud House. That place is rocking. That's a very loud little place to play. It's like a basketball arena. When you get in there now, it's a different atmosphere than most college football stadiums, and you better be ready for it. It can cost you several first downs and several drives because of the loud noise there. But I like Syracuse. I like, and Fran Brown, the head coach, won 10 games last year. He's got something going now. He's a guy that knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he does. I'll say this. When you look at Fran Brown and you look at just the old Carrier Dome, as we call it, going back to the days of Donovan McNabb, crazy things happen in that dome. Yeah. And when you look at, you know, wide open offenses, Duke is averaging 34 points per game. Darian Mensah has thrown 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, completing 67% of his passes over the past couple of weeks. They're going to throw it and challenge that Syracuse secondary. Let's not forget, Syracuse allowed Cade Klubnik to throw for 363 and 3 touchdowns. I lean to Syracuse, coach, but I really like the over 60.5.
Oh, you got that.
Give me points, Dave. Give me points.
I think without a doubt, the over is the bigger strong. I'm going to go with Syracuse, but I'm definitely going with the over in this football game because the secondaries have not slowed down a lot of passing. Both offenses are going to be able to put points on the board.
When Coach and I return, can Virginia Tech get a conference win? They got the win last week against Wofford. Can they step up and potentially right the ship and potentially make a run at an ACC championship? The writing is on the wall. Interim head coach, the Hokies could be live this weekend. We'll talk about it next.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week five in the ACC. We'll turn our attention to Boston College and Chestnut Hill. Boston College lost two straight. They're coming out of a bye week. They're 6.5-point home favorites over Cal. Cal started 3-0, Coach. They go on the road last week as a 14.5-point road favorite to San Diego State, and they lose the game outright 34-0. They're back on the road in Boston this coming weekend. I like Boston College, but I think Cal could cover this number.
Well, I think they could. I just think you don't know. You got a true freshman quarterback. Let me see if I can say it. Sagapulatelli. I'm not even going to throw the first name with that one because it gets even harder. But they've got a true freshman quarterback traveling all across the country, and I think BC had a week off. I like their quarterback. He's a transfer from Alabama. A little more experience, a little more of a veteran in a game like this where both teams. And then I was really kind of got a good feeling about Cal for 3 weeks. They're out there, scoring 33 points a game and doing a great job. All of a sudden, they get blown out by San Diego State last week, 34-0. And I said, oh, my goodness, it's back to peg one on that. But I do like the fact that you've got a little more veteran quarterback at Boston College. They've had a week off, and I think they'll be home, and they'll get back in the groove in this ball game.
Yeah, when you look at this game overall, and we had talked about it earlier last week, is that Justin Wilcox, prior to that game against San Diego State, was just 6-13 the previous 3 years on the road or on a neutral field. They go on the road to San Diego State. They stay within the state, and they have a blue-collar group in the Aztecs that just beat them up on both sides of the football. What have they learned from that loss last week? They came out flat. They got punched in the face, and now they go cross-country for an early kick here in Chestnut Hill. I'm inclined to take the 6.5 just because they got shut out. I understand that Boston College and their quarterback, Lonergan, very disappointing in their last loss to Stanford. They were double-digit favorites. They lose that game outright 30-20 in Palo Alto. They're coming out of a bye week. Maybe they come out a little bit flat. But for the coaching perspective, knowing that you haven't stepped up over the previous three seasons and knowing that Justin Wilcox potentially is on the hot seat for the most part, from a motivation standpoint, what could he tell Cal or get the players ready that they weren't ready last week?
Well, you know, and again, a lot of that goes, you don't know quite why they weren't ready because they had so much to gain this season and they just went backwards so far. If I'm the head coach, I probably don't even show them that. Maybe Sunday they get to see that video once and then get rid of it. Don't show it again. Get them back in a positive mode that they were becoming in those first three games. Because whatever happened, if they correct their mistakes and play like they did in those first three games, this is a game that they can come across the country and win a football game. And so he's got to just get them to forget about that one. And maybe deep down inside, he's hoping that one did not represent the direction they were going. But you definitely want to get that out of your kid's mind if possible. Hey, we are pretty good. We were 3-0. Let's get back and focus on what we were doing right and start again with Boston College.
Yeah, we'll see exactly how that game plays out. The final game we're going to cover takes place in Raleigh. North Carolina State started 3-0. They lose to Duke. They put up 33 points but allowed 45 to the Blue Devils and lost it on the road. They're now back at home laying a huge number, Coach, 10.5 to the Hokies. Picked up their first out-of-conference win last week. This is an NC State defense giving up almost 30 points per game. NC State might win, but I like the Hokies with the points.
I kind of want to go. When I get that many points, I kind of want to go with the Hokies. But, I'm just wondering how long they can hold on. What are they playing for? What are the coaches working for? I mean, it's not like they give anybody a chance that's there. Yes, some teams have responded to that and played much better when there's a transition like this, but I just don't see they beat Wofford, and that was Wofford. I just don't think that says they've made any kind of positive move. And Dave Doran's been in this business a long time. They had a tough loss last week, but he's got a good football team. They're blue collar. They've been playing well. C.J. Bailey has done an outstanding job at quarterback, and I don't like that many, but I still feel like NC State will get a couple of touchdowns and win by a couple of touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, we'll see. Kyren Jones still playing very well for Virginia Tech. 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. To Coach Bowden's point, Dave Doran, 13 years in the ACC with NC State, longest tenured head coach within the conference behind Dabo Sweeney. So we'll see how that game plays out. Coach Bowden and I will be back next week breaking down week 6 in the ACC. For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.